Name is 84 Lumber, conditional use 1601, revised site plan on Route 26.
Mr. Chairman, this is a revised site plan for 84 Lumber.
Yep.
Daily revisions from the commission.
I'm sorry, go ahead, sir.
The only revision from when the commission originally approved the site plan on November 9th of 2005 on the southern end of the property line, they've added a stormwater management pond. Supposed to be a dry pond. One of the conditions of approval was that there shall be a 30-foot landscape buffer along the western boundary line. And that has to be comprised of a double row of evergreens at 10-foot spacing and shall be subject to site plan review and approval by the commission. Our office received a complaint on the site. The zoning inspector went out, and that's when he found the stormwater pond being dug to the south of the site. The contractor had an approved plan from the conservation district. He was saying that's what he's to go by. We told him that the commission didn't approve that site plan, so that's why it's back before you. There is a note that states that there's a 30-foot buffer comprised of evergreens. And when you scale the back section by the stormwater pond, it's only about 26 feet. I don't think that condition can be amended. You guys recommended that this application be denied. It went to the council. They approved it. It was their stipulation to amend that. They would have to go back to the council.
Well.
I'm correct on that.
Yes, yeah. And the original condition from council was that there had to be a 30-foot buffer in this area.
Sounds to me like it's a drawing coordination issue. Is there anyone here with an interest in this application?
We did receive a letter from the adjoining property owners. They're the ones who submitted the first complaint.
I don't blame them. If the pond's not where it was supposed to be, then it's not where it was supposed to be. We went through this on a water tank situation, and I think the pond needs to go where it was supposed to go. Or they need to show, I mean, they can ask county council. County council's one that liked this one anyway. So, I mean, but I unless there's some compelling reason why, and was that the nature of the complaint from the person from the public, or no?
Their complaint was the buffer, the 30-foot buffer.
Right.
Cannot be met with this new pond.
Well, then.
But the original pond was only, what they made it was 10-foot. It's had to be corrected. They were submitting to the commission to get it, so that's supposed to be 30, just need to be scaled correctly. If I remember, the first one we saw was under 30, substantially. The one the district had approved was like 10.
Okay, now, I was thinking the one the commission approved.
Yeah, right.
Back in November of 2005.
There wasn't a pond there.
No, there wasn't a pond, and they had the 30-foot buffer the whole way.
The pond was required in the conservation district approval. And they were building it based on the specs of the approval of the conservation district, which allowed them to be 10 feet. And we advised the district that they were to be 30, and 84 is to submit corrected drawings to 82, the district for approval. And 30-foot should be mandated.
And that was what was required on the original.
But the forested buffer was supposed to be 30 feet wide and specified how the trees were spaced and everything.
And that came from county council, I guess, when they approved it after the commission denied the whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that soil conservation trumps the county, do you?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying what they reviewed was different than what we had.
Yeah, I understand. I understand how it happened.
We're correcting that now.
Yeah, I understand how it happened.
Is,
well, somebody's going to correct it. I'm not sure we are, but.
No, I mean, he's talking about the process.
Oh, the process.
No, I'm talking about the process.
Sure.
We need to see what they approve before we grant final.
Yes, sir. Okay.
The inspector, when he went out there, the actual construction is 20 feet from the property line, or?
At the time he went out a couple weeks ago, it was less than, it was closer to 10.
About 10, Dean said.
Okay, so even the field work is not in compliance.
With that either drawing.
With our, yeah, what we had originally, there wasn't even a pond there.
Yeah.
The district didn't know it.
Well, what are they asking, or what's it on the, at this point?
I think what they're asking us to do is to approve it as it was built. Yeah.
Well, we can't revise the site plan. It's county council's approval.
Yeah.
Well, you could approve the site plan, but still require the 30-foot buffer.
Well, the 30-foot buffer is required by the original stipulation, so I don't think we can get around it.
Right.
We have to approve the revised site plan showing the stormwater management.
Oh, I see what they're saying. They're asking, right.
Which is required by the district anyway.
But they have to show it in the proper location.
Right.
And it just doesn't scale that way because they don't show the boundary of the buffer. They just show the pond, which scales 26 feet or so.
I think that before it can even be considered, they need to be required to submit what was approved, what was changed, and what was actually built so that you can look at all three.
And scaled
and everything.
Well, what's being built, what was built was actually not finished. It's just doing site work.
It's under construction.
So it's being corrected.
Okay.
And don't you also need Soil Conservation Service approval of the redesign of the stormwater management plan, because it's obviously going to be different than what was originally approved.
That's not a question about that. We need that just because it's an alteration. All they're asking for is for us to consider the revised site plan showing a stormwater management pond and to be noted that it's to be 30 feet.
Mr. Chairman, my thoughts on this request by 84 Lumber, conditional use number 1601, revised site plan, in that this was a condition placed by County Council, and what is before us is a revised site plan, and without an attachment of them asking for this condition of this 30-foot buffer to be either revised, amended, or deleted, we don't hear that as a plea. My motion is for denial of this as a revised site plan and urging the applicant to give us all agency approvals but with a more complete plan. My motion would be for denial of this as a revised site plan.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to deny 84 Lumber conditional use number 1601 revised site plan on Route 26 for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.